Let's say it a different way. Let's say we're all sitting around the campfire trying to figure out, talking about ascension. But obviously we aren't ascended or we wouldn't be talking about it. So every question then comes back to ascension, but if we were ascended, we wouldn't be talking about it. So we wouldn't ask that question if we were. If we didn't have a sty in our eye, we certainly wouldn't ask the question regarding a sty, would we?
No. So how do we?
So every every conversation so far has been a ramification of the intrinsic value of what are the benefits of the middle kingdom? How to get closer to the middle of the middle kingdom? How can we separate ourselves from anything that's not in the middle kingdom? Where information comes from that eludes us from the code? Where do we put all the information that's not in the middle kingdom? How do we get in through the middle of the mountain so we can stack all the information up? Where are the best paintings that get you from outside the middle kingdom that you see other kingdoms? Where do you go to get the right nutrients and amino acids that base your base life to get you into life where you can get afterlife or own life or full life or eternal life or start living that which is eternal? Every level that you come back through, all the way through Egypt, all the way through Cyrus, all the way through all of Imhotep's finest. You go all through the kingdoms, all the dynasties of Egypt, trying to get you out of the middle kingdom, everything up to the 14th dynasty. The synoptically giving you every detail that you kind of go through, down to the code, how the code works, where the code is on the computer, how the lucky box looks, how you store it, how everything is known. You don't ask any questions because you already know everything in and outside the middle kingdom. You got the middle kingdom down, you know where you're going, where you was, and where you're going. You don't have to be one of the Brady Bunch to figure it out. Janet. You don't even have to be. You don't even have to be one of the Brady Bunch kids to figure it all out. It's very wonderful. There's a story of a lovely lady.
Lovely lady.
Who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them the hair of gold.